This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday program, September the 8th is upon us, so we've had one full week. Funny how people like everything to eat. They like the week to start the first of the month on the Monday. Let's make everything neat and tidy. Thursday is not that, and I mean, September certainly is not that. And with Mercury being in retrograde, Richie, there are lots of messes.
Yes,
and
sir.
That includes the Russian fighter. That buzzed a U.S. Navy plane over the Black Sea, another provocation by the Ruskies, by Pukin Putin. He's added again, the incident was described as an unsafe close-range intercept of a Poseidon aircraft while it conducted routine operations in international airspace over the Black Sea. Intercept lasted 19 minutes. In other words, plane just circled around and around, buzzed, and, hey, boys, wonder if they waved at each other. Remember what happened back in April? A couple of Russian warplanes zipped close by the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea. That prompted an official protest of the Ruskies. Warplanes also flew dangerously close to an Air Force reconnaissance plane in that same region. U.S. Navy aircraft and ships routinely interact with Russian units in the area, and most interactions are safe and professional, said the captain of information, U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis at the Pentagon. However, we have concerns when there is an unsafe maneuver like this. Okay. So, provocation, use whatever word you want to. It's part of the test. Would it be different if Donald Trump were commander-in-chief? Last night, NBC held a forum for both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump to confront the weaknesses in security. Once again, politicians using the military as a backdrop for their campaign, this time at the behest of NBC, who came up with kind of a trite, phony, baloney way of looking at what the politics are of both of these people. Kerry Johnson wasn't invited, so as far as I'm concerned, didn't have a lot of credibility because he deserves to be in these forums one way or the other. I don't care about 15%. This guy's a legitimate candidate and ought to be respected as such. But there isn't a lot of respect. People don't have respect for Clinton. They don't have respect for Trump. And they don't seem to have respect for the process. Anyway, so there are a lot of... I saw one of the analysis pieces, Richie. Trump is erratic, Clinton defensive in this forum. There were a lot of loose playing with the facts, shall we say, but that happens most of the time in these things. This was
Did you hear the Trump cut where he was saying that Putin was a better leader than Obama?
Yeah, have you got that?
That will get a lot of play today. Yeah. Here you go.
When you look at Vladimir Putin, you said he's a great leader of his country, but he's also a guy that...
No, I didn't say that. I said he's a better leader than Obama.
But he does get rid of...
I said he's a better leader than Obama, because Obama's not a leader. So he's certainly doing a better job than Obama is, and that's all.
Huh. Okay.
I was on Fox News yesterday.
Yeah, I think he is... I don't argue with Trump on that score. I think Obama's a horrible leader, and that's the problem in the world. Is Trump going to be better? I think you'd have a hard time. Well, It just depends. Who was it yesterday? Oh, it was Amy Schumer, who we had on this program, who was talking about how Clinton was over here because she's going to vote for her. One problem, that was it. She just has one problem. And Trump does all this, and he's got all these problems, including not
Clinton just lies about
people.
Email. Trump has a fake university.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't do his taxes.
Doesn't pay his workers, stuff like that. So that, you see, the whole problem with this whole system is that it so focuses on the past instead of the present. You can't do anything about the past. Mrs. Clinton and Benghazi, that's been my theory. That's why I don't care. It's a shame that so many people have had their lives disrupted by what happened in Benghazi, but so many people have had their lives disrupted by all kinds of things that leaders have done. Did Mrs. Clinton not tell the truth about Benghazi? I'm pretty sure she didn't, frankly. But I don't know, if you look around at the present president, the previous president, the previous presidents in our lifetime, they've all lied. We all complain. We all laugh. We all poke fun at the presidents and politicians in general because they don't tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. They tell you stories and lies and they make things up about, well, what do they remember? I don't know. Well, let's tell the story. And that's what the fact checkers show. But what has that got to do with now? You can say, well, it shows a pattern. Mrs. Clinton's a liar. Yeah, okay. Maybe it does, but what is the test? The test is, how are things being handled at this moment in time? Or would they be handled by one or both or all of these people? Were they given the opportunity to be sitting in that chair? It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. And there's no way here apologizing for any of the decisions that Obama has made. But under the circumstances, all this is, if you'll pardon the pun, trumped up. These things like this that are hypothetical. What?
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much, Rich. All right, so anyway, the forum was a bunch of hooey as far as I could see. I think one of the things he said was that Mrs. Clinton had the dumbest foreign policy maybe in the history of the country. The troops, the amount of money spent at the Pentagon, I have a real problem with Trump saying we have to spend more money on defense. Wait, why is it? And this is the business about last night with that phony baloney symposium, that we use the military and veterans and all of these people who have gotten themselves into a situation by volunteering to serve their country. And they get blown up. And was there a discussion? I watched a little of this forum, not a lot, because I found it annoying. But how much discussion was there? I'm looking through some of the reports and looking at some of the responses from these people as to what veterans' rights are and how veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq and other previous quote-unquote conquests have fared at the hands of the VA. Supposedly things are getting better. Some people say they are, some people say they aren't. But there shouldn't be any question. I think Trump put forth a proposal last week suggesting that all veterans would be able to go to regular hospitals and the government would pay for their care. Period, end of story. That's what he said. They all can make promises. Look at all the promises Mr. Hope and Change made, and he hasn't fulfilled, I don't think, any. Well, it's not true. He got the health care thing done. But big promises, and look at the status of the healthcare business. Was there a better way to do it? Probably, but they're just so eager to get their will. What is the old? What's the from the Lord's Prayer? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wanted his. I'm doing this, no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome. I'm doing it. Okay. So, speaking of what we're doing in healthcare, the next controversy is how to fund the Zika zones, Zika virus. What do we do? Why are we doing it? Et cetera, et cetera. That's up next here. It's 16 past the hour.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General states pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
All right, let's see what Paul Ryan has had to say about the Zika funding in the Zika zone. Says the House did its job. Here he is.
Give me a break on this thing. We passed the $1.1 billion bill for Zika, which was the level agreed to in the Senate. We did the responsible thing. We did it before the July 4th recess. I think that they're just being wholly partisan with these endless filibusters. This is obviously an issue we're going to have to resolve this month. But just so you know, the House did its job, and the Senate has been blatantly political with Zika funding. We'll figure out how to get this done, but we have done our job over and over again, and I think they should drop these partisan filibusters.
All right. So the Democrats are being partisan, are they? The House has done its job. So where's the Zika funding? Now, this is another one of those much ado about nothing. This is like the Defense Department budget, which is so bloated. All of these various health agencies, the CDC is a good example, bloated with all kinds of people.
You got the typical politicians trying to throw funding in for everything else.
Right.
So that they can't actually vote up or down on the actual issue.
Right.
And this one, it looks like they're playing ping pong with Planned Parenthood funding.
Yeah.
And that's the hold up.
That's the behind the scenes thing. Planned Parenthood funding. This goes back to
Puerto Rico. Parenthood clinics. Yeah. That's the hang up here.
This is another one of the examples of how contorted the system has become because they tack things on to all these bills. The waste of money. First of all, we shouldn't be funding Planned Parenthood at all anywhere or any of these clinics for any of this stuff. They ought to get their money from other sources. sources. We ought to just defund all of that stuff. That's what I think. I don't know.
Just give it its own bill so you vote on that separately.
Well, we shouldn't be funding those.
I know, but still.
21 after the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sweet song. Very sweet.
Is love so fragile and the heart so hard? Shadow with a word impossible to follow. Saying I'm fragile, trying not to be a search only, something I can't see.
Stevie Nicks, who has announced a joint tour with, I think it's very interesting, Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, another group from that era that had fabulous success, and certainly the multi-platinum legend that is Stevie Nicks. She's doing a solo tour called the 24-Karat Gold Tour, but she also is going to have as the opening act the Pretenders, which will be very, very cool. 27-day tour kicking off 25th of next month in Phoenix. Slated to run through December 18th, ending in Inglewood at the Forum. This is for the presale of tickets for American Express card members only. Begins, I think,
today.
Is it today? Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And then online on Monday. I would actually go see this. I'd take this in.
I saw
saw Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac last year when they were together at the Garden. One of the best shows I've ever seen. It was just phenomenal. Her voice is transcendent. She's incredible.
But she does all the Fleetwood Mac hits along with her own stuff.
Yep.
She's got a big library.
Oh, yeah. Right. And the Pretenders have some pretty good stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Including the theme to Rush Limbaugh's show that they don't like him using.
until they get the check.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Then they're fine with it.
Yeah, they're very... it's easy. Okay.
I'm sure this tour will sell out quickly since it's also short.
Yeah, right. All right, let's check the dates, see when they're in Boston and L.A. We'll go from there on the forum. That's the Englewood show on December 18th. That'd be something, maybe.
They're doing Mohegan Sun and then Boston, somewhere in Boston. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, that's that story. Now it's time for Zayn Malik. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Malik. Zayn Malik.
I don't know him. Tell me about him.
He's the One Direction member who defected from the group to launch his solo career, which broke the hearts of millions of girls around the world.
Yeah.
And he's had a pretty successful run. And this is his first album. He's done really well. But his live performances as a solo act, he's adjusting to not having the other guys with him. And apparently it's taking a real toll on his anxiety.
Really? Yeah, he canceled the show in Dubai because of his, he's not ready. He posted yesterday, "Dear fans, I have been working over the last 3 months to overcome my extreme anxiety around major live solo performances. I feel I'm making progress, but I have today acknowledged that I do not feel sufficiently confident to move forward with the show in Dubai. With the magnitude of the event, I've suffered the worst anxiety of my career." He's 23 years old. He's a kid, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And isn't that why he left One Direction because of anxiety?
No, he left One Direction because he got his own record deal. He was sort of the big powerhouse voice in 1D. So why don't they stay?
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. You should have stayed together with the group, even if you got your own solo career, for God's sakes. All right, 28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Buzzing at 34 past this hour and 34 past the last hour and 34 past the next hour probably about the Apple announcements from yesterday. Apple. I love that. What a great word that is. Apple. So it looks like Apple wants to push consumers further into the wireless world. If you analyze what was said, now I'm no specialist when it comes to understanding a lot of technology. I have some Apple devices. I have an iPad. I guess that's about it, actually. That's the only Apple device I have. So what the tactics yesterday, Richie, I'm sure you watched this closely because you're a big Apple guy.
I watched a good bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. Eliminating the standard headphone jack, is that bad for radio? That's what a lot of radio people say. that doesn't help
no,
in keeping people focused on radio.
No, they still have headphones. They just don't have the traditional headphone jack.
So how do you get the headphone on and what happens?
One of several ways that you could do it. They changed it from the standard audio input jack into the lightning charging jack. Now you plug your headphones in there instead. So there's one input on the bottom of the phone where you can plug the power cord or the headphones. Or you could go out and buy Bluetooth headphones and sync them to the phone. And then also they created and announced a new technology called W1, which is the easiest way to explain it is wireless headphones, but not Bluetooth, a new technology. And they're going to be for sale next month for $150. And they're these little buds with a computer in them that you put in your ear and wirelessly get the audio.
So, should we have bought Apple stock yesterday before the announcement? Do you suppose Apple stock?
No,
is there enough here to get people really excited?
Yes.
Or is it? It is.
Yeah.
You're going to buy all of this stuff. You like it when it comes out.
And the main reason. And there will also be an adapter for those of you who just like your existing headphones. You can plug the adapter in the bottom of the phone and just plug it in there.
Right.
The camera was very impressive.
Really?
Especially for the 6 Plus, which is the bigger phone, in that they put two cameras on it so that one has a different focal length than the other, and digitally they can combine the two and do an optical zoom. So not a digital zoom where they're actually taking the pixels and making them bigger, but an optical zoom because there are two lenses of different focal lengths on the camera. That's impressive. They increased and improved the low light shooting, and it looks very nice.
Yeah.
And you can also shoot and save in RAW format, meaning that the pixels that come into the lens are actually what shows up on the file, and you can edit that, which gives you a lot more power. So the camera took a big leap. And then also their processor, they're saying, is twice as fast as the 6. And a lot of the iOS 10 updates looked very cool. So there's enough there to make me interested and go out and buy it.
I think I can do all that stuff on my flip phone, can I?
You can, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I still can.
That's an impressive piece of machinery you got yourself there.
Doug Steff and Rich McFadden at 37 past the hour. We were talking earlier in the hour about the House vote on the Zika virus and the connection to Planned Parenthood and all that gobbledygook. House is also scheduled to vote this week on whether to allow survivors of September 11th and their family members, the family members of those who were killed that day, to sue Saudi Arabia in connection with the attacks. This is actually quite important and will be watched carefully by people like me who think the Saudis were up to their mickeys in what went on. And because of their relationship to the Bush family and to Cheney and to Rumsfeld and that bunch, all of them have been protected. Remember the 28 pages that didn't get exposed in the report after September 11th, and the Saudis earlier this year were talking about releasing them? Notice how that quietly got left out of and forgotten in the news cycle. For 4 or 5 days, it was there after CBS did a piece on 60 Minutes regarding these 28 pages, and then, okay, the news media watched it for a while, and Obama said, yeah, they should be released, and nothing happened. Everything just went, nobody paid any attention to it. What the hell do the Saudis have on all of our leaders? They got pictures of them with a chicken? What do they have? Why is it
oil
that
stocks.
We are so afraid of the Saudis? The Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, called JASTA, passed the Senate, and it was unanimous. So they're having... What's going to go on over in the House? Is there enough juice there to get this thing up and front and center? President has threatened to veto. Listen to this. Veto the legislation, saying it could open the door for other countries to allow lawsuits against Americans in court abroad. That sounds pretty weak to me. They could do that anyway. Congress has enough votes for an override of his veto. I think it's about time, don't you? To go after those bums? The administration declassified those 28 pages, but how many of you actually read it? It went away like a whimper. It's important to look at this stuff and see the multiple links between the terrorists and the Saudi Arabian prince and ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar. Also in that report, in case you missed it because nobody paid any attention, nobody covered it after. It was like, I think that Obama signed this thing to declassify it at midnight on a Sunday or something. But in the report, there are many mentions of possible conduits, the dough from the Saudi royal family to the people living in the United States who are Saudis, including two of the hijackers. How do you like that, folks? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. Actually, I forgot about it, Frank. It got out of the news cycle. I got all worked up about it because I saw the 60 Minutes piece and I thought, wow, what are we covering up here? And then the Saudis said, oh, we're not afraid of you releasing that stuff. And then Obama signed a thing, you know, where nobody would pay any attention to it. Now it's kind of squeaking out there because of this vote this week. Should we be able to sue the Saudis? That's a great question for Twitter at DJV Show. Should we be able to sue the Saudis who were connected to what happened on September 11th? Of course we should. Is yours? I hope that's your opinion. It's mine. Facebook.com/DJV
Why can't we sue them now?
There's some kind of protection. The government has a protection that doesn't allow us. I'm not sure we can sue. There are certain states.
Yeah, the governments.
That we can't. Governments that we can't sue for whatever. We can't sue our. We can't sue our own government. You knew that,
right?
That's
correct, yeah.
Yeah, we can't sue our government.
So it must be just an agreement between governments.
Mm-hmm. The documents from the 28 pages also indicate a lot of support to mosques in California where radical Islam is, the sentiments to support radical Islam still runs high. How do you like that, those of you living in California? So it's no wonder there's animosity aimed at some of this stuff because there are some mosques, I'm not saying all of them, but some mosques that foment this activity. It's kind of like I equate it frequently. You may or may not have heard me equate it to what goes on with the Brazilians who have come to, I have some expertise because the town I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, has the largest population of Brazilians in one core group of any place outside of Brazil. So you can imagine what's going on here during the Olympics. But what happens is that the people, there are about a dozen Brazilian churches in the immediate area. And when they go to church on Sunday, they don't have ministers who deliver a message. They have people teaching the folks who have just gotten here, legally or illegally, how to use the system. That's what they do. They teach these people how to take advantage of the system that's been voted in by our politicians. Here's how you can get a handle on this program, and here's how you can get in that money over there. That's what they do. So could they do the same thing in a mosque, teach people? Of course they can. And do anything you want behind closed doors? Of course you can. So I think this is a good thing, and I hope it gets voted, and I hope Obama gets seriously beaten here when it comes to the override. In a moment, a discussion of the trial that's coming up for the Oregon occupiers. Remember that from earlier this year? That's next, 44 past the hour.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th through 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner,
Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one.
Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 fill-up. Now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders. Two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness. Perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good!
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, our early morning occupier of brain cells that gets into some material more in depth than we might otherwise during the course of the day. The story of speaking of occupiers, the Oregon occupiers, the protesters, remember them, who occupied the federal land in Oregon earlier this year? Jury selection for their trial is beginning. But early proceedings have already included some rather odd items.
The case of a group of far-right armed protesters occupying federal land in Oregon earlier this year was certainly an odd one. And if their past behavior is any indication, we are in for an even weirder trial. The protesters occupied the wildlife refuge for 41 days to protest two local ranchers being charged with arson and to demand the federal government give the land to locals. Many of the protesters are being charged with conspiracy and possession of a firearm on a federal facility. So far, we've already seen Ryan Bundy, one of the leaders of the protests, declare himself an idiot in a court filing filled with sarcasm. He said he was an idiot of the legal society and therefore not subject to federal law. He also requested he be paid $1 million for playing the role of a defendant in the trial. And then there was the defense team for Ammon Bundy, Ryan's brother and another leader in the protest, quoting a 1948 Western classic in court documents. Ammon's defense attorney was trying to argue that the federal government was behaving like the villains in the Treasure of Sierra Madre.
You're the police. Where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
That's fantastic. It really is. This is what a blight. What a black eye this is for America, this kind of stuff. These guys, in no way this thing should have been handled the way it was. But they were over-policed and they're overstocked with weapons, so let's go shoot up everybody that does something that some of us don't like. 10 minutes before the hour.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The focus on the new school year is something that we've all found, no matter whether we have kids in our family that are going, or friends that are going, or relatives that are going, getting to school and having a good school year is something that most people, if they have any brains at all, are conscious about and supportive of. We're joined now by Verlon Johnson, who has recently completed a brief stint as the acting deputy director for the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services, where she focused on topics like the Zika virus, the Flint water situation, other national issues impacting Medicaid delivery systems. So she's now serving as the associate consortium administrator and director of the Special Initiatives Division in the Consortium of Medical and Children's Health Operations. Wow! I could spend all of our time just going over your credentials, Verlon. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Yes, I do have a lot, but just to say that I really want people to have health care insurance. How's that?
Well, I think that's really what the bottom line is, focusing on health coverage for children, especially now that the school year has started, summer is over. Making sure that children are covered by health insurance is pretty important stuff. If you look at the info from the Center for Disease Control, nearly one out of three children from the ages of 5 to 17 missed one or more days of school because of illness or injury in the past year or so. So the difference is it obvious, or is there something deeper in this, the children who have and the children who haven't, in terms of health insurance? It would seem a simple story, and nothing but good comes of them having coverage, but is there another part of the story that's not quite on the front page?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Children, we've seen that having health insurance is critical for children to thrive in school and in life. We see that kids who have health insurance and health coverage and who go to doctors regularly, you know, they're the ones that are able to fully participate in their classroom and after-school activities. They can do things like sports. I know that lots of kids want to play basketball and football and gymnastics. And the first thing coaches will ask kids is, hey, we need to make sure you have a school physical. And so we really want to make sure that kids will not be limited in any kind of way because of this barrier of not having health insurance. We also want to make sure they attend school. We found that kids who actually have health insurance and who are actually actively making sure that they're going to their physicals and that they're having their regular checkups are more likely to graduate from high school, go on to college than their peers who do not have it. So it really is important, and like you said, a no-brainer that you really want to make sure your kids have everything that they're able to. And of course, health insurance is a big, significant part of making sure that's possible.
Well, what I'm concerned or what I wonder about is why it's difficult for children to get on these programs, or is the assumption that people have to sign up individually? Why isn't just everybody entitled? I mean, we have Medicare. This is sort of the other end of the spectrum, and a lot of people have compared the Affordable Health Care Act to or made it similar, it seems, to Medicare. But there's obviously something else here that makes it harder for children to sign up. Why isn't everybody just automatically, they go to school and they're signed up? They need it.
Well, and that is a great question. And the bottom line is that people just don't know. And that's why I really am so happy you're able to spend some time with me today to talk about this. You know, there are many uninsured children across the country who have no idea that they qualify for health insurance because their parents don't know it. And what we've also found is that their parents do, too. So Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, actually provides health care coverage for children and families with low and moderate incomes. And it's really easy for people to figure out if they apply, that they qualify. The basic part of that is that children, teens, and a family for earning up to $48,600 a year or more may qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And it's so easy for people to find out. They can simply go to our website, which is healthcare.gov, and they'll learn more about the program and be able to put in some key information and figure out how they qualify or if they qualify. And frankly, if they don't want to go on the website, we have a number they can call, too, and that number is 1-800-318-2596. They can simply just learn more about it and see if they qualify very easily. So it's really a streamlined process that's a lot easier than people, I think, believe. And that's why we really want to get the message out that it's a good time to apply.
So this would include regular physical checkups and eye exams and dental visits and some mental health services, prescription drugs, all kinds of things that keep people who might not otherwise have access to this sort of thing tuned up, if you will. And the age is 5 to 17 again. The number, if I can repeat it, is 800-318-2596. This is a public service. That's why I'm talking about this. This is important.
Yeah.
Healthcare.gov is the website. Number to find out how you sign up locally, 800-318-2596. Who could argue against this under the circumstances? Verlin Johnson, Associate Consortium Administrator, Director of the Special Initiatives Division. I went through all of her routine before. You know she's got credibility. So thank you for bringing us up to date on how children can be covered with health needs as they go to school.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.